Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's up, everyone, and welcome back to the Epstein Chronicles. Alan Dershowitz was on a show that's hosted by a woman named Kim Iverson. And while he was being interviewed on this show, Kim Iverson obviously had some questions about Jeffrey Epstein. Well, good old Alan, I kept my underpants on Dershowitz, wasn't very happy by this line of questioning, and he kind of melted down during this interview. So let's just dive right into this article from PJ Media, and let's see what happened with Alan Dershowitz on The Kim Iverson Show. Headline, Jeffrey Epstein lawyer Alan Dershowitz confronted by Kim Iverson melts down. This article was authored by Ben Barty. Famed lawyer Alan Dershowitz, whose client list formerly included the now-departed Jeffrey Epstein, appeared in an interview with Kim Iverson, and it didn't go very well. Now, how many times do we see Alan Dershowitz doing the circuit on all of these cable news shows, and nobody ever asks him any questions, any real questions of substance, about Jeffrey Epstein? Well, at least Kim Iverson here had the backbone to bring this up. Because any of these journalists who don't bring up Epstein when they're talking to Dershowitz or Bill Clinton are negligent in their duties. So it's refreshing to see one of these journalists or content creators, whatever, have the courage to ask Alan Dershowitz about this situation. Iverson begins the interview shrewdly with a softball question about Trump's prosecution. If this interview can be analogized to a police interrogation, the detective would begin the process with friendly banter. This is done to establish personal rapport and create an environment considered non-hostile and therefore a safe space of sorts to reveal information that might otherwise be more carefully guarded. So it's definitely a tactic to use if you're interviewing somebody and you plan on so-called springing a trap, if you will. Then you start off, you know, a little bit nice, you get them comfortable, get them thinking that you're going one way, only to shake things up and come out of left field with a question that your guest certainly wasn't expecting. And it's a tactic that's used quite a bit, especially when you're trying to dog walk somebody into a trap politically. Iverson's tactic fuses perfectly with Dershowitz's obvious reason for consenting to the interview, which is to hawk his new book, Get Trump. He holds it up for the camera, unprompted. That's what it's all about, always. When these guys, gals, whoever, are doing the circuit talking about these stories, it's all about selling a book, right? They're not just up there to talk about this. They're trying to increase their profile so that when you go to Barnes & Noble or you're looking on Audible, you pick up their book. And that's why they go around and do all of these news shows. And Dershowitz certainly is no different. This guy is trying to make as much money as possible, and he has no shame, we know that already. It's all going well for Dershowitz, in his mind, until Iverson drops the hammer at the 9:30 mark. She questions him, very politely, on his association with Jeffrey Epstein, the numerous allegations against whom you can read about here. Are you used to having people come on your show to talk about one subject and then sandbagging them on another subject without any warning? Dershowitz asks, rhetorically, and this is the last time you'll have me on your show, he replies, when Iverson thanks him for appearing in the interview. I think I got what I needed out of you, she replies curtly, and that's masterfully done by Kim Iverson, This was a good interview by her, no doubt about it. And like I said, I'm not too familiar with her previous work, but I will say this, was a great interview. And when you dig in on somebody like Dershowitz and you get them to react in a nuclear fashion like this, you know you're getting close to the nerve. You have that ice pick and you're just tap, 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 tapping. And you know that you're right there near the nerve by the way that he reacts. Dershowitz could have simply slapped down the accusations in succinct paragraphed answers, and he would have achieved his objective of selling his book with minimal fallout. Instead, he turned the whole thing into a spectacle, ironically worsening the negative impact on his public image. I mean, how much worse can it get? And why do these people keep bringing him onto their shows and their programs? What is he offering that some other lawyer can't offer? I just don't understand what the appeal of a guy like Alan Dershowitz is at this point in time. We all know that he's nuclear from his time with Epstein. We all know that he was a key in getting that sweetheart deal worked out for Epstein. And then there's all of the other talk about him being really close with Epstein. Now, we know that Virginia has come out and said that she misremembers about Alan Dershowitz, but that still doesn't account for Alan Dershowitz's relationship outside of just being Epstein's lawyer with Jeffrey Epstein. And he still hasn't answered any questions about that. He's always very vague, he's always very coy, and he likes to bring things up like, oh, my wife was with me the whole time we were on the island, I couldn't have done anything. And when I went to New York, I got a massage, but it was from a lady in her 40s, and I kept my underpants on. Like, that makes it better, that he kept his underpants on. What does that even mean? And furthermore, I don't know about you, but I'm not going over to any of the homies' house to get a massage. Oh yeah, hey John, I'm gonna come over. Let me get a rub down at your pad. I'm gonna keep my underwear on for this session, though. Last session, I had them off. The whole entire scenario is absolutely, positively ridiculous. A bunch of grown men hanging out over at Jeffrey Epstein's house to get massages, huh? Yep, that's something that everybody's doing. That's just the normal way of the world, huh? Go over to your buddy's house, get yourself a massage from an underage girl most times. But everything's normal here. There's nothing to be concerned about. And Jeffrey's just a great guy.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Imagine the chutzpah to feign indignation at being questioned about your close personal relationship with the world's most infamous child trafficker. And it cracks me up every time somebody gets bent out of shape when they're asked a question about their relationship with old scumbag. You're the one who was going to dinner with him. You're the one that was at his house. You're the one that was down on the island. You're the one that was at Zorro Ranch. Don't get mad at me for asking the question. You're the one who should have an answer, right? But unfortunately, we have a negligent fourth estate in this country. The legacy media has become nothing but activists who don't care about the truth. All they care about is pushing the political ball forward for whatever stupid team they've decided to play for. Meanwhile, stories like this, that they should be all over, exposing everybody who is involved, well, they just sweep those under the rug because it might be damaging for some of their buddies. Just take a look at ABC, Amy Robach, and the tapes that they sat on. Epstein's mysterious death seemed intended to shut the door on public scrutiny of his vast web of influence, and his network included two former presidents and Bill Gates. The absurdity of expecting to skate without the subject being raised is especially stark when you have previously been accused of sex with a minor, facilitated by Epstein, as Dershowitz has. As the questioning unfolds, the viewer can see the wheels spinning as Dershowitz plans his moves to put pressure on Iverson to edit the interview. She provides proof that he did so in a follow-up segment added to the video above. And people like Dershowitz, they're so used to getting their way, and they're so used to people in the legacy media bowing down to them and doing what they want them to do. So it's refreshing here to see Kim Iverson go the other way and tell Dershowitz basically to get stuffed. And I hope that some of the other legacy media hosts out there are taking notes on how to deal with a guy like Alan Dershowitz. The entire interview after the 9:30 point is worth watching. My dual conclusions are that it takes a certain uncommon moral fortitude to stare down such a question, and that Dershowitz's intimate knowledge of Epstein's operation merits further inquiry whenever and wherever he appears in the public sphere. Kudos to Kim Iverson. Look, I can't disagree with any of that. I've been saying for how long that guys like Alan Dershowitz need to be challenged in these interviews. And unfortunately, not enough of that happens whenever this guy is on TV. It's very important that people like him continue to get ribbed, continue to get picked at, until they answer some of these questions, because there are so many people out there with knowledge of what went down that still haven't come forward, whether it's because they don't want to be in the spotlight or they don't want to get caught up in some sort of legal situation. So they all have the same strategy. I know nothing. I was never around him. I never saw anything. I have no idea what you're talking about. And frankly, I find all of that highly unbelievable. You're hanging out with one of the most prolific sex traffickers, at least in modern history, that we know about anyway. And you saw nothing the whole entire time? You thought that everything that was going on while visiting Captain Scumbag's house was just normal, that everything that was happening was okay? We're talking about weird-ass chess pieces that were carved in the likeness of his core four. We're talking about weird decor on the walls, pictures of little girls, and none of you goofballs thought anything was weird about any of that, especially considering all of the rumors about Epstein? So yeah, I don't buy any of their stories, and all of them have done the same exact thing when they've been exposed. They've all tried to do the marathon away from Epstein by saying, I have no idea who he is, and I saw nothing. And the sad part is, all of these people, they get away with that. Nobody presses them. Nobody challenges them. And they continue to just skate by. So it's nice to see Kim Iverson here doing some great work and asking the hard questions. And hopefully moving forward, we see the same strategy employed by other hosts who have Alan Dershowitz on their program. All right, everybody, that's going to do it for me. All of the information that goes with the episode can be found in the description box.